Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I ask as we study your word that you will give us clear thinking and help us to hear from you.
帮助我们能听到你的声音。
As we think about the future and the hereafter, would you bring encouragement to us?
当我们想到未来和以后所发生的事，求你来鼓励我们的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are at the last phrase of the Apostles' Creed.
我们现在到了使徒信经的最后。这一行,
the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
我信身体复活，我信永生。
I think this is the phrase that I most wish that we were in a room together.
我真的是非常的希望讲这句的时候，我们是在一起，在一个叫房间里。
That I could make sure that the communication is clear.
我就能够确定我们之间的这个交流是清楚的。
Because this phrase is, I think, the most often misunderstood.
因为我觉得这一句呢是通常是最被误解的。
There is a lot of confusion about this part of the creed.
就是对于这一部分呢，这个心经的这一部分呢，有很多的混淆。
And I am probably going to say some things this week and next week that will cause you to say, "Are you sure?"
这个星期跟下个星期所要我要讲的，可能会你会说，你确定吗？
I will ask you number one to have your Bibles.
第一点呢，我请大家真的是手边有你的圣经。
And as we look at this, I will ask you to look at the scriptures.
当我们看的时候，请你真的是翻开你的圣经来看这个经文。
Because it seems to me that many of the songs we sing and the ideas we have about heaven do not come out of scripture as much as they come out ofpopular thinking.
然后呢，我觉得我们所唱的一些歌或者是一些印象呢，关于天堂的印象呢，更多的不是是来自于这个比较流行的受欢迎的想法，而不是来自于圣经。
And so I want to ask you as we study this section to look at the scriptures that we will talk about.
所以呢，当我们学习的时候，我希望我们一起来看圣经。
And secondly, I will say that I am not nearly as dogmatic about this part as I am about some of the earlier parts.
然后呢，再一个呢，我对于这一部分就不像说我对信经的早期所讲的有些部分呢，我是特别的觉得就是那样，就是确定，就是那个应该就是教条。
The sections of the creed about the deity of Jesus and those things are black and white. Either you believe or you disbelieve.
然后呢，比如像主耶稣的神性这方面呢，就是黑白分明，你或者相信或者不信。
The section about the everlasting life is less definite.
但是呢，这个永生，信永生这一方面呢，是没有那么的界限清楚，定义清楚。
And so I will say as we start that I do not claim to have all of the answers.
所以在我们开始的时候，我先要澄清，我并不是说我有所有的答案。
I am still studying this myself.
我自己也在学习这一部分。
But as you disagree, I will ask that you look to scripture.
所以当你就是有不同意见不同想法的时候呢不赞成那请你就是回到圣经上。
You ask, what does the Bible say about this?
然后就是问说这圣经是怎么来教导这个问题呢
?So the creed says, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
所以圣经上说，我信身体复活，我信永生。
I am going to try to be careful to make a distinction between what I think Scripture is very definite about.
所以呢，我在这里会很小心，就是说圣经上讲的很确定的、很明显的词讲的是什么。
And the parts that are more about interpretation.
然后有的部分就是更多的是解释性的。
Here is the truth that I want to emphasize.
我想要强调的这个真理是
We have the promise of eternal life.
我们有这个永生的应许。
And I want to talk this week and next a bit about what that eternal life looks like.
然后这个星期跟下个星期的一部分时间我会讲说这个永生永远的生命是怎么样的呢?
Many of the songs we sing give a picture of eternal life that is far away somewhere.
然后很多时候我们唱的听到的一些歌曲给我们的印象就是这个永生啊是一个很遥远的地方。
Unrelated to life on earth completely.
跟我们在地上的生活是完全没有关系的。
And honestly, unless you just really like being in church 8 hours at a time, some of the songs seem like it's going to be rather boring.
除非你是愿意一天八小时都待在教会里，那有些歌呢，听起来就是挺无聊的，挺枯燥的。
I'll give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
When I was a child, my teacher's favorite Sunday school song.
然后我是孩童的时候呢，我的主日学老师他最喜欢的歌曲就是
was written on a piece of cardboard cut out like a rocket ship.
他那个歌曲呢，他就是写在一个纸板上面。
And it started somewhere in outer space. God has prepared a place for us.
那个歌曲是这么说的，说在什么外太空的某个地方，神为我们预备了一个地方。
And the song ended with a countdown. 10, 9, 8.
然后呢这个歌曲结束的时候是倒数就是说10, 9, 8, 7这样往下数。
And at 0, we were going to zoom up into the sky.
然后到唱到零的时候呢我们大家的那个身体做一个动作就是我们就这样粗的就跑到外太空去了。
That was my picture as a child of heaven.
所以我小时候我对天堂的印象就是这样的。
And then I read in Revelation.
但是呢，后来我读这个启示录。
I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, 21.
在21章第二节说，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷。
I saw the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
That's what we're going to be looking at some in this week and next. What does eternal life look like?
所以这个就是我们这个星期跟下个星期要看的，就是永生看的是怎么样的呢？是到底是怎么回事呢？
Is it flying to outer space?
是不是就是飞到外太空呢？
Or is it God accomplishing on earth?What he set out to accomplish in his original creation.
或者是呢神在地上成就他刚开始创造这个地球创造这个世界的时候所他就是要成就的他的那个原来的计划。
When I was a teenager, I read Mark Twain, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
然后呢我在青少年的时候读马克吐温的讲到一个小孩的冒险记。
And if you have ever read thatstory, you know that Huck Finn was not a good kid.
然后如果你读过这个 Huck Finn 这个小孩的冒险记，你知道他不是个乖孩子。
He was always doing something he shouldn't do.
他总是去做，就是汤姆索也历险记，他总是去做他不应该做的事儿。
And one day, Miss Watson, who's always trying to reform him.
然后有一天这个华生夫人呢，总是想要改造，想要改造这个小孩。
She says, Huck, you've got to be good so you can go to heaven.
说 Huck 呀，你要做乖孩子，这样你才可以上天堂。
When you go to heaven, all you'll have to do all day long is play a harp and sing forever.
然后他说呢，你到了天堂之后，你所有要做的事情呢，就是弹竖琴，就是唱歌，那就是你唯一要做的，然后永远的这样做。
And she seems very surprised when this teenager is not excited about a million years of playing a harp.
然后呢，这个华生夫人好像有点奇怪，说这个青少年他对于这个一上百万年都要在那儿弹竖琴呢，并这个想法并不是很兴奋。
Unfortunately,
可惜的是
，Miss Watson，
这个华生夫人
，Mark Twain。
还有马克吐温
had missed the glory of eternal life in scripture.
他们真的是就是错失了漏掉了这个在经文里所描述的这个永远的荣耀。
But the more I have read, the more I realize many Christians have missed it.
然后我读的越多，我就越觉得其实很多基督徒也没有领会到，也错失了这个荣耀。
I want to do a quick survey.
我想做一个很快的一个调查，一个问卷调查。
Don't worry if you get the wrong answer.
如果你答错了，不用担心。
Let me ask you very quickly, will we have bodies, physical bodies, after we are resurrected in heaven?
就是我想问大家，就是在我们在后来复活之后，我们会不会有一个，就是一个有血有肉的，就是一个有形体的身体？就是摸
就是
看得见摸得着的身体。
One word answers, yes or no.
他 yes.
Yes.
The answer is right here. Some, 已经说是
no.
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Another one say no.
Okay.
No.
So we have two yes, two no.
Okay, we'll stop there. That's good.
Three yes. Okay. So,
all right.
很好，谢谢大家。
Two yes and two no. We come out about like...Most Christians.
所以我们有两个是，两个不是，所以我们就跟大多数基督徒的想法基本上是一样的。
A few years ago, someone did a survey of thousands of Christians in America.
然后大概几年之前呢，有一个人做了个调查，就是问卷上千的、几千的基督在美国的基督徒。
And over half of them said, "No, we won't have a body."After the resurrection.
所以超过一半的人就是说在复活之后我们不会有一个有形体的就是一个可以摸的一个物质的躯体。
That idea grows out of a Greek philosophy.
这个想法起源于一个希腊的哲学家。
The Greeks said, our bodies, our physical bodies are bad.
这个希腊的这种哲学思想是说我们的这个物质是邪恶的是自私不好的。
We are a soul that is held prisoner by a body.
是我们的灵魂被好像困在被囚禁在一个身体里。
And in the resurrection, they said, those who became Christians and accepted Greek ideas, in the resurrection, we will be freed from our body.
所以呢这些有些基督徒的他虽然信主了但是他接受了这种希腊的这种哲学思想他就觉得当我们复活之后呢我们就可以从我们的这个身体里边释放出来得从那个里边得自由
Listen to what Paul says in Romans 8
请大家听一下保罗在罗马书第八章是怎么讲的
Verse 23
节他这样说
Not only the creation but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the spiritGrown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
就是说不但如此就是说不但是这种受造之物在等着脱离败坏的瑕疵就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分乃是我们的身体得赎。
Now, if you will write down to go back and read this later,
如果大家有机会把这句经文记下来回去再去读
If you start back at verse 18
如果你由十八节开始
You will see he is talking about our future redemption
你就知道保罗是在讲我们未来的得赎
The glory that is coming to the whole creation
就是受造之物所有的这种所要得到的这种荣耀。
I'll be looking at this section more later.
我们后边会更详细的来讲这一部分。
But for right now, what I want you to see is, he says the redemption of our bodies.
在这里我想看的是讲到我们身体的救赎得赎。
Let me tell you something that I think is very important for us to understand.
让我给大家讲一些我觉得非常重要的。
And for me, this clears up, it has helped to clear up for me many misunderstandings I had about the future.
对我来讲，这个帮助我真的是对于将来的得赎的，让我澄清了很多观念。
Because I'll tell you that I grew up thinking,
因为我长大的时候，我觉得是
and even in Christian college, my teachers mostly gave the idea,
即使是在基督教学校大学里边，然后我的老师也很多时候给我这样一个观念
that heaven would be somewhere in outer space,
就是天堂大概是在外太空的什么地方，很遥远的地方
that I would have no body,
然后我在那里是没有身体的
and that nothing there would be like life here,
然后呢，在那边的生活跟这边是很不一样的。
But this has helped me.
但是对我的帮助就是
this that I want to say, and that is this.
就是
in heaven, we will not be less human than we are now.
在天堂我们不会说比我们现在更少人性，就是说不会说在这里我们是完全的人，在那边我们不会说比这里更少，作为人来讲。
Instead,We will be more fully human than we are right now.
而是说我们在天堂比我们现在更有的完满的人性。
In other words,
就是另外一句话就是
when we sinned in the fall in Genesis 3, when we fell into sin,
当我们犯罪就是在创世纪的第三章我们人堕落之后，
Satan did not add something to us that will be taken away in heaven.
不是说撒旦因为我们犯罪所以加了一些东西到我们身上，然后在将来在天堂会被这些东西会被挪去。
Satan took something away from us.
而是撒旦呢，当我们犯罪就是人类犯罪的时候，撒旦是把一些东西从人给拿走了。
The purity, the holiness, the love for God that we were born to have.
本来是我们生来是要有的这种圣洁，这种洁净，还有对神的爱呢，本来是我们是有这些的。
Everything Satan does is destructive.
撒旦所做的每一件事情都是要毁坏。
Satan never creates anything.
他只能是破坏，他从来不能建造。或者是创造。
He only destroys.
撒旦只是破坏毁坏。
In heaven,
但是在天堂
we will be given back the full humanity that God intended us to have in the garden.
就是在天堂我们会有本来神在创造我们的时候在那个伊甸园所要给我们的这个完全的这个人性，我们会重新得到那个。
Let me give you another scripture that shows this.
然后我再给你一个经文，就是展示了这个观念。
Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书第三章。
Verse 21.
第三章二十一节。
Tells us that, we are waiting for Jesus to return.
就是我们在等待耶稣的再来。
And he will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body.
他说将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状与他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Glorious body there is the glorified body that Jesus had when he returned from the grave.
然后这种荣耀的身体就是耶稣从死里复活从坟墓里出来的时候那个荣耀的身体。
When Jesus returned from the grave, did he have a body?
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，他是不是有一个身体呢？
Yes.
是的，他是有一个身体。
Not a disembodied spirit.
他不是一个没有身体的一个灵魂。
Touch my hands.
他说，你们来摸我的手。
Touch my side.
他说，你来摸我的肋旁。
He had a glorified body.
他有一个荣耀的身体。
Many of us read these phrases in Paul, a glorified body, a spiritual body, and we think that that means no body.
然后很多人读到这个荣耀的属灵的身体，就以为说是没有身体。
A glorified body is not no body.
一个荣耀的身体不是说没有一个具体的一个有血有肉的这样一个物质的形体。
Paul says in heaven we will have a glorified body as Jesus does.
然后保罗说我们在天堂就像主耶稣那样有一个荣耀的身体。
Now the first scripture that I want to look at in detail is 1 Corinthians 15.
我第一个想要仔细来看的经文就是哥林多前书15章。
Because this is one of the passages in the New Testament that tells us the most about what our bodies will be like in heaven.
这个是在新约里边就是最详细的最告诉我们最多的关于我们将来的身体会是怎么样的。
Some of the Christians in Corinth had taken on the Greek idea that I described to you.
在哥林多教会呢有些人就是接受了刚才我所描述的那种希腊哲学思想。
That we will have a spiritual resurrection, but not a physical resurrection.
就是我们会有一个灵性上的复活，但是却没有一个身体的复活。
And so Paul writes to describe what our resurrection will be like.
所以保罗就写信给他们，向他们描述说我们的复活会是怎么样的。
He says, as by a man came death, by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead.
他说死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
He says, we're going to be raised just as Christ was.
他说我们就像主耶稣那样子复活，我们也要照样复活。
We die just as Adam died.
我们死呢就像亚当那样子死了。
But in Christ we will be raised just as Christ is raised.
但是在基督里边呢，我们就会像基督那样子复活。
But some of the people say, but what will that look like?
然后有人就说，那个看，那是怎么样的呢？
Verse 35, how are the dead raised? What kind of body do they have?
他说有人就会问了，说死人怎样复活，带着什么身体来呢？
And he compares the relationship between our earthly body and our heavenly body to a seed that grows into a plant.
然后呢，保罗就是把我们就是地上的身体跟天上的身体的比较呢，用种子和这个它所长出来的样子来比较。
Verse 37 and 38.
第37节跟38节。
What you sow is not the body that is to be, but a kernel, perhaps of wheat or some other grain.
并且你们所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，即如麦子或是别样的谷。
But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body.
但神随自己的意思给他一个形体。并叫各等子粒各有自己的形体。
Now I cannot grow anything.
我自己种东西都种不活。
You look at my yard and you will see I can't even grow weeds.
你看看我的后院，你说我连这个野草都长不好。
But my mother loved to grow plants.
但是我妈妈很喜欢种这个植物。
And out in our yard we have a plant that she started.
然后在我的那后院呢，有一个植物是我妈妈开始种植的。
And I still remember looking at it when she first planted it.
我还记得我妈妈最刚开始把它种下去的那个样子。
It was a bulb.
那就是一个球。
Dry, wrinkled, ugly.
又干又皱，很丑。
Paul is using this imagery.
保罗就用这样子的一个形象。
The bulb that goes into the ground does not look at all like the flower that comes up.
这个种下去的这个球茎呢，跟那后边长出来的那个花呢，完全的不同。
But they are related.
但是它们却是相连的，有关系的。
You don't say, look, the bulb disappeared, and now there's a different flower here.
你不是说，哦，现在这个球呢，这个球根呢，就不见了。现在有一个完全不同的花出来。
You say the bulb has grown into the flower.
你说哦，现在这个球根它长成了一束花。
Paul is saying our resurrected body will be like that.
保罗就说我们这个复活的身体呢，就像那样子。
The seed that goes into the ground comes into something much more beautiful.
这个种下去，种到土里边的这个种子呢，长出来是一个很美的，一个完全不同，很美的。
In the same way,
同样的
，in our resurrected body,
我们这个复活的身体
，we will be the same people we are now.
我们就是我们现在所是的这样同样的人
，but much better.
但是却是更好。
The same, but different.
是一样的，是同样的，但是却是不同。
I will still be me.
我仍然是我。
You will still be you.
你还是你。
But far better.
但是却更好，却是远远的胜过现在。
Paul goes on, verse 42.
保罗在第44节说
What is sown is perishable.
都所种的是必朽坏的。
What is raised is imperishable.
复活的是不朽坏的。
It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
If there is a natural body, there is also, he says, a spiritual body.
若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
Verse 49 tells us, we have borne the image of Adam.
第49节告诉我们，我们是照着亚当的那个形象，出生的。
Now we will bear the image, the glorious image of Jesus.
但是将来我们是会照着主耶稣这种荣耀的形象。
We will be the same people, but much, much better.
我们会还是就是同一个人，但是会更好。
Let me give you an example.
远远的更好，我给大家一个例子。
When you are born again,
当你重生的时候，
You gave your life to Christ.
你把你的生命交给主。
Perhaps you came to the church and were baptized.
然后你或者是来到教会，你受洗了。
You are born again.
你现在是重生了。
When you walked into your house the first time.
当你第一次进到你屋子里的时候。
Did your family recognize you?
你家里人是不是还认得你呢？
Of course.
当然。
When you looked in the mirror.
当你看镜子的时候。
Say, who is that?
你不会说，哦，那个里边是什么人呢？
You were brand new. You were born again.
你现在重生了，你是一个完全新生的人。
But you were still you.
但是你还是你。
You were not obliterated and replaced.
你不是说就被好像就是消失掉了，然后呢，就完全不是自己过去那个人了。
Your family still saw you.
你家里的人还看到你。
But a much better you.
但是却是一个更好的你。
For some families,
对有些家庭,
they had seen a father who, when he came home drunk, everyone hid.
原来是看到一个回家以后醉醺醺的父亲，大家看到他就都逃开了。
And now they see a father that they can run and hug.
但是现在呢，却是一个父亲，每个人却是孩子到他面前跟他拥抱。
The same person,
同一个人,
but much better.
但是却是更好。
In the same way,
同样的,
Paul tells us we will be raised in glory and honor and power.
保罗告诉我们会，我们复活是会有荣耀，会有这个尊荣，然后是会强壮。
And I hope you can understand how wonderful this is.
我真的是希望大家能够明白这个有多么的好。
God is not going to throw away his original creation and start over.
神不是把他最原初的这个创造呢，就给完全的抛弃，完全的弃掉，然后重新开始。
Instead, he is going to take a fallen, corrupted me.
相反呢，他是从一个已经就是已经是一个败坏的我。
And restore me to my original design.
然后把我重新复原成我原始的那个创造。
Now we must look at verse 44.
我们要看第44节。
Because if we were in a room together, someone would have your hand in the air.
然后如果我们在一个房间里，可能有人会举手。
And you would say something like this.
你会这样说，你会问这样的问题。
But verse 44 says it is a spiritual body.
44节说是一个灵性的身体啊。
And here is where I think we have allowed the Greek philosophy to lead us astray.
我觉得这里就是我们让这个希腊的哲学思想把我们带偏的地方。
Just as the flower is related to the bulb.
就像是这个花呢，是跟这个球根是相连的。
Our spiritual body will be related to our physical body.
我们的灵性的身体跟我们这个有形体的身体是一致的。
Many people have read verse 44 like this.
有些人他是这样来读44节。
It is sown a natural body.
所种的是血气的身体。
It is raised a spiritual, non-material,something.
复活的是灵性的没有物质的什么样的一个。
Paul doesn't say that. He says a spiritual body.
保罗不是这么说的。保罗说的是你是复活的是一个灵性的身体。他原来刚才麦牧师讲的是说有人觉得是复活的是灵性的没有物质的什么东西。
I've been reading 1 Corinthians in my devotions.
我在我的灵修的时间来读哥林多前书。
And in chapter 10, I found a verse that helped me to understand chapter 15.
我在第十章里发现一节经文对我对十五章的这个是有帮助的了解。
Paul is telling the story of Israel traveling through the desert.
然后保罗就讲了这个第十章就讲到以色列人经过这个旷野。
And he tells about how God provided food and drink in the desert.
就是他讲到了就是神在旷野里边怎么给以色列人食物和水。
He says they all ate the same spiritual food.
说这些人都吃了一样的零食。
And drank the same spiritual water.
也都喝了一样的灵水。
Now here's what I want you to see.
那这里我想让你看的是。
That word spiritual there is the same word he uses when he talks about our spiritual body.
这个灵食跟灵水这个灵呢是他跟15章44节所讲的那个灵性的身体是同一个词。
But no one thinks that the food in the desert was not real food.
但是没有人会觉得说这个在旷野里的这个食物呢不是一个真正的食物。
When they gathered the manna,They didn't say, ah, this isn't anything to eat, but it makes us feel spiritual. No.
他们在收集玛纳的时候，他们不会说看着说，哎呀，这个东西不是能够吃的，但是会让我们觉得我们有灵性，不是这样的。
Real food.
它是一种真正的食物，可以吃的。
And the reason Paul calls it spiritual food.
保罗之所以称它为灵食，属灵的食物。
It was a physical meal provided by the power of the Spirit.
因为它是一个就是一个有形体的可以吃的食物，但是却是神的灵提供的，靠的神的灵的大能。
Five chapters later, he uses the same word.
然后呢，在几章之后，他又用同样的这个词
to describe a spiritual body.
他用这个来描述这个是一个属灵的灵性的身体。
And I'm convinced he uses the same word.Because it has the same meaning.
就是我自己觉得很确定说他之所以用同一个词是因为他们有同样的意思。
A spiritual body.
它是一个灵性的身体。
Is a physical body that has been brought to new life by the power of the Holy Spirit.
它因为它是灵性的身体是因着圣灵的大能，它是一个有形有体的物质的身体呢，但是呢，却有着这个新的生命。
A natural body is temporal and perishing.
这个血气的身体呢，是短暂的，而且是会朽坏的。
A spiritual body is eternally brought to life by the Holy Spirit. It will never die.
然后这个灵性的身体呢是靠着圣灵是一个 永恒的永远不会死。
But we will still be recognizable in that eternal spiritual body.
我们即使在这个永恒的灵性的身体里边我们还是可以认出彼此。
So look at that verse again.
所以请你再来看这一句。
Our physical natural earthly body is perishable.Verse 42.
第42节就是说我们这个有形体的这个身体呢就是这个血气的身体是会朽坏的。
Our eternal spiritual body will be imperishable. Verse 42.
但是42节说我们永恒的灵性的身体是不朽坏的。
Our physical earthly body is...Dishonorable, it's weak, it has flaws.
我们这个地上的这个有血气的身体是羞辱的，而且有软弱，有缺陷。
Our resurrection body, our spiritual body is glorious, will be glorious.
但是我们这个复活的灵性的身体却是荣耀的。
Our physical, earthly, natural body is weak.
我们这个物质的、属地的、这个血气的身体是软弱的。
Our physical, eternal, spiritual body will be powerful.
但是我们这个物质的、这个灵性的、这个复活的、这个灵性的复活的身体却是强壮的。
In 1 Corinthians, spiritual does not mean...Non-material.
在哥林多前书十五章，这里讲到灵性属灵的，并不是表示它是非物质的。
It means preserved by the Spirit.
而是意味着它是靠着圣灵被保持的。
If you have grown up thinking that we'll have no bodies in heaven,
如果你从小长大，你的观念就是在天堂里我们是没有这种物质的身体的。
I want to make sure you understand this is not something that I have made up.
我想让你了解不是说我编造出来的就是刚才这种说法。
This is not new to me.
这个对我来讲不是一个新颖的说法。
I believe that any true teaching is not new.
就是说讲到这个灵性的身体这个有是永恒的是物质的这个想法真正的真理都不是说一个刚刚出现的一个新颖的说法。
All through the early history of the church.
这个初期早期的教会整个教会历史都是这样教导的。
The Westminster Confession, for instance.
比如说西斯敏特的教义问答。
All the dead shall be raised up.
就是死人都要复活。
With their same bodies.
是带着他们同样的这个身体。
And no other.
而不是别的。
There's a, we'll be raised with the same body.
我们是这样一个同样的身体这样被复活。
I will still be me.
我仍然是我。
You will still be you.
你还是你。
Some of you know the story of Joni Erickson Tada.
我们很多人可能知道这个琼尼的故事。
She has spent her entire adult life as a quadriplegic.
她真的是说整个从成人的开始的整个人生都是作为一个高位截瘫。
And when someone said to her, aren't you excited about going to heaven?
有人就问他说你是不是要去天堂很兴奋。
Where you will have no body.
在那儿你就没身体了。
He said no.
他说不是的。
That is not what I am looking forward to.
那不是我所盼望所期待的。
Somewhere in my broken body.
在我的这个破碎的身体里面。
Is the seed of what I shall become.
而里边呢是一个种子是要成为我将来要成为的那个种子。
And then she said this.
这样她这样的描述。
I'm convinced that if there are mirrors in heaven.
我确信在天堂上如果还是有这个镜子的话。
The image I will see will be unmistakably Joni.
然后呢在镜子里我所看到的这个形象呢肯定是没有毫无质疑的就会还是琼尼。
But a much better, much brighter Joni.
而是一个更加光明的更加好的琼尼。
Look at your body.
想一下这个你的身体。
It gets sick.
它是会生病。
Diseases.
会有这个疾病。
Injuries.
还有会受伤。
1 Corinthians 15 does not say.
哥林多前书15章不是说。
Good news.
好消息。
Someday you'll have nobody.
有一天你就没有身体了。
It says something much, much greater.
他所讲的是一些更伟大的。
That body you have.
你所有的这个身体。
Is the seed of what God is going to do for you in eternity.
然后是一个神要在永恒里所用的一个种子。
A body that will never perish.
将来的这个所结束，将来的这个身体是永远不会朽坏。
That will never catch sickness or disease.
不会再得病。
That will never be injured.
也不会再受伤。
All of the early church fathers.
所有的早期教父们。
Said we will be redeemed. Spirit, soul, and body.
他们这样说他说我们是在灵性身体。灵魂体都要得救得赎。
They said Jesus did not win a partial victory.
他说主耶稣所的得胜不是一个部分的得胜。
Where he would redeem our spirit, but not our body.
不是说他的这个胜利只是说救赎了我们的灵而不是我们而没有我们的身体。
Instead, they said.
他们是这样说的。
He will redeem our entire being.
他会把我们这个全人这个人的所有的部分都救赎了。
And so back to Joni Erickson Tada.
我们再回来讲琼尼。
She said, I do not look forward to an eternity without a body.
他说我不是盼望没有一个身体的永生。
I look forward to something much better.
我期待的是更好的。
Eternity with a healed, restored body.
永远有一个痊愈的、复活的、复原的身体。
She says, I've never had a body that works right.
他说我从来没有一个就是身体各方面都正常的一个身体。
Don't tell me I'll never have one.
不要告诉我将来不会有一个身体。
Don't tell me God is going to give up and say, okay, I can't fix this one, and so I'll just make you a spirit.
不是说神说，哎呦，这个我没有办法解决这个问题，所以我就让你成为没有身体的只有灵的一样一个存在。
He is going to fix what sin broke.
神会真的修复，神会解决罪所带来的破坏。
That is everlasting life.
那个就是永生。
And so the creed says we have the resurrection of the body.
所以这个信经告诉我们，我们会有身体复活。
Not just a spirit, but the resurrection of the body.
不单单是说一个灵性，而是有身体的复活。
And the life everlasting.
而且是永远的生命。
That is the eternal life that begins in the new birth and continues.
然后那个是在一个你重生的时候就开始那个永远的生命，而且会一直继续下去。
Now I want to look a little bit today and then we'll finish next week at what that life everlasting looks like.
然后我们今天来看一点，下星期讲完，就是说这个永远的生命是看得像什么样子呢？
Told you I grew up thinking that everlasting life would be out in outer space somewhere.
然后我告诉你，我小的时候是成长就是认为说成长的环境告认为说永远的生命就是在外太空的什么地方。
Mark Twain thinks it will be a harp concert that goes for eternity.
然后马克吐温的描述就是一个竖琴的音乐演奏会，就是永远的进行，在永恒里进行。
Some people think that it will be a church service that never ends.
然后有的人认为就是一个教会的崇拜，但是永远不会结束。
I am convinced that what the Bible shows us is this.
但是我确信，我的信念甚至圣经上是这么教导我们的。
A new body on the new earth.
是一个复活的身体在一个新的一个地上，一个地球上。
A resurrected life
是一个复活的生命。
In a resurrected body
带着一个复活的身体。
With the resurrected Christ
和复活的基督。
On a resurrected earth
在一个和一个在和复活的基督在一个复活的地上，一个被复活。
Now, I'm not going to get very far on this part today.
我今天在这里这一部分不会细讲。
But let me at least try to give the foundation.
但是让我起码在这里把这个基础讲一下，根基打一下。
First, what I've tried to say today is.
所以我今天第一个要讲的描述的就是。
God is not giving up on our bodies and saying, okay, let's just throw those in the scrap heap and start over.
神不是就是说放弃了我们的身体，说让我们把这个就是扔掉，然后我们重新开始。
We will be us.
我们还是我们。
I don't know what all will have changed.
我不知道到底这一切是什么发生的，怎么改变的。
But for all of you computer people,
但是对于我们这些很熟悉电脑的人，
Randall 2.0 will be much better than Randall 1.0.
就是麦牧师的 2.0 版远远胜过麦牧师的 1.0 版。
But,
但是
I do not expect that 2.0 will be completely unrecognizable.
但是我不是期待说这个 2.0 版就是完全你是认不出来的。
I don't want to compare a computer to heaven because I get really frustrated with computers.
我不想说把电脑跟这个天堂相比，因为我对这个电脑是很不，常常让我很抓狂。
But when my software upgrades, it's still supposed to work.
但是当我的这个操作的这个软件呢就是更新的时候
，We will still be recognizable.
还是你还是可以认出来，它只是个更新，它还是原来那个。所以 到天堂上我们还是可以知道认出来自己认出来
When I get to heaven, I'm not going to say to my father or my mother, who are you?
我到了天堂上我不会看到我父母说你是谁呀、啊、
We will be a resurrected body.
我们是一个复活的一个身体。
The second part of this, though,
这个第二部分就是
resurrected body,
这样一个复活的身体。
And I believe that the direction of Scripture,
就是这个圣经的这个指向的这个方向。
And this may be even harder for you.
这个是更难，对你来理解是可能是更困难。更难
is that the same thing is true for earth that is true for our bodies.
就像是对地球是这样子的那对我们人也是对我们的身体也是这样的。
Again, I grew up with this idea.
我小时候的我的那个背景的那个想法是这样的就是我得到的
想法。God created a perfect world.
神创造了一个完美的世界。
Satan broke it.
但是撒旦把它破坏了。
And at the end of time,
然后在这个末了的时候
God is going to just burn it up.
神就把这个地球全都给烧毁就是把它烧掉。
Away somewhere else.
然后呢再有别的什么东西。
Now let me ask you, in that scenario,
在那种如果是那种情况
Who wins?
如果是那样的情况那到底是谁赢了呢
On earth
在地上
Satan's purpose was to destroy God's creation
这个撒旦的目的就是要破坏神的创造
And in the way I was thinking
但是我想的那个方式那个我所想的就是
Satan wins
那撒旦就赢了。
God says, okay, I can't fix it.
神说哎呀我没法这个修复这个问题。
It's broken too badly.
这个已经完全破坏了已经完全坏掉了。
I'll just burn it up and start over.
然后呢我就把它重新烧掉然后重新开始。
But as I read Revelation,
但是当我读启示录的时候
God is coming to bring from heaven, a new heaven and a new earth.
神降临从天上带来一个新天新地。
I saw a new heaven coming down out of Jerusalem.
他说我看到说有新
I saw the new city, I'm sorry, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man.
他说我就听见有大声音从宝座出来说看哪神的帐幕在人间。
Now for a long time, my struggle was that word, new.
有很长时间我一直在挣扎这个词我挣扎的词就是那个新。
Because for me,
对我来讲,
if I get a new phone,
如果我得到一个新的手机,
I throw away the old phone,
我就把那个旧的手机给扔掉了。
It is replaced with a different phone.
因为它现在就有一个不同的手机来代替原来那个手机。
And for a long time, that is how I read Revelation.
所以呢,有很长时间我都是这样来读启示录的。
But if you go through scripture,
但是如果你就是通看整本圣经
Isaiah 65,
比如说在以赛亚书第65章
2 Peter 3,
在彼得后书第三章
Revelation 21 and 22,
启示录21、22章
All of these describe a new earth that fulfills God's purpose for his creation.
就是所有的这些新这个新的地新的地球它其实是成就了神对他原始起初的这个创造的计划。
He purges the earth with fire.
他 用这个火来洁净，来炼净洁净这个地。
He cleanses it of evil.
他把这个邪恶都除掉了，都清除掉了。
And he makes it a place for his people to live.
然后他让它成为一个他的子民可以居住的地方。
Let me very quickly give you just this much of what I mean.
让我就是给你讲我的意思是这样的。
Acts chapter 3 verse 21.
在使徒行传第三章第二十一节。
Peter says, heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things.
天必留他等到万物复兴的时候。
Not replace, but restore.
不是代替而是复兴。
Three quick examples.
三个很快的例子。
Ezekiel 37, God breathes new life into the bones.
然后在以西结书37章，神使这个枯骨重新新生。
He doesn't destroy the bones and make new bones. He breathes life into the bones.
他不是说把这些枯骨都把它给丢弃了，然后重新来创造这个骨头，而是他是从这个已经干掉的枯骨上带来新的生命。
Galatians 6.
第加拉太书六章十六节
，Paul calls the church the new Israel.
保罗称这个教会是新的以色列民。
But you read through Romans, and Paul never says the church is replacing Israel.
但是你去读罗马书，你发现保罗从来没有说教会就代替了以色列民。
The church is the fulfillment of God's plan.From the beginning for Israel.
这个教会呢是成就了神从起初就对这个以色列民族的这样一个计划。
And I've already given you the example of the new birth.
我已经刚才给了大家这个新生的例子。
In the new birth, we are redeemed, we are regenerated, we are not replaced.
在新生里边我们是被救赎了，我们是更新了，但是却不是说一个被代替了。
We must stop here.
我们现在要暂停了。
Next week I'm going to try to show you what that looks like. That idea of God restoring. I'm going to try to show you what that looks like in terms of the earth.
就是下个星期我们来看神对这个地球他的这个就是这个叫重建跟这个复兴复原是什么意思
？Now, if at this point you are saying that sounds crazy,
如果在这个时候你说这听上去有点好像太疯狂了。
I thought we were going to sit on a cloud playing a harp.
我一直觉得我们在天堂上就是在云端里边弹竖琴。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Come back next time and let me finish.
下次课让我们来听完。
And then.I will leave to you to think through what you decide.
然后呢，你再决定你到底要相信什么，你再怎么想天堂。
But I at least want to give you the possibility.
起码我想给你这种可能性。
That God's purpose is not over.
神的这个目的跟这个计划没有结束。
And I'll say that one of the reasons this is important to me is it changes our view of the world from pessimism to optimism.
因为这个对我来讲之所以重要就是我们对世界的看法会成为一个比较被动的一个消极的悲观的角度成为一个乐观的积极的态度。
The idea that God is going to destroy it all and start over grew up in the 19th century.
就是这个说神会把一切都毁灭然后重新开始的这个想法呢是19世纪开始的。
What I am teaching is what was consistently taught in the early church.
但是我现在所教的是初期教会的持续的一字不断的一个教导。
It was in the 19th century that many Christians became very pessimistic.
而是到了十九世纪的很多基督徒变得就是挺消极的挺就是很消极了。
And they began to teach.
然后他们就开始教导说
Things are getting so bad.
因为这一切会世界会变得如此的糟糕。
that God is going to just destroy it and take us all away.
然后呢，神就会把这个世界呢，就是整个都毁灭掉，然后把我们都给带走。
I want to show you an optimism.
然后，但是我想要你们看到这个积极、这个乐观的一面。
That I believe is the optimism of the book of Revelation.
因为我所相信的是这个启示录里边所讲到的这种乐观，这种积极。
That says.
然后是这样说的。
Jesus is coming back to this world.
耶稣会再降临到这个世界。
And he is going to say to Satan.
他会对撒旦说。
All right, enough's enough.
够了。
You thought you had won.
你觉得你已经赢了。
I am coming to do what my father determined to do from the beginning.
我要来成就，来完成我的父神在起初就要成就的。
You don't win anything.
你什么都没赢到，你什么都没得到。
We're not even going to let you keep this world destroyed like you did.
我们甚至不会让你就是来像起初这样就是破坏了这个世界。
God is going to accomplish his purpose that he had from the beginning.
神会成就他从起初就有的计划和心意。
Passed out of time. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you have a plan for our future.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你对我们的未来有一个计划。
I don't pretend that I know all of the answers of what to expect.
我不会假装说知道所有的事情。
But I do know that what you plan will be wonderful beyond what I can imagine.
但是我确信的是，你所计划的是超过我能所想到的美好。
And so I ask that you will give us the joy and the excitement of seeing a little bit of your plan for us.
所以呢，我就是想，你真的是帮助我们能看到一点点，就是你为我们所预备的这种美好，让并且为此非常的兴奋。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you very much. I'll see you next week.
非常感谢大家，那下周见。Thank you.